Welcome back to The Revolution with Jim and Trav, talking Untamed Odyssey. Now launching into another two-parter with Alan Probst, host of North American Trapper on Sportsman Channel, Thursdays 10 p.m. Eastern, presented by My Outdoor TV. Stream on your favorite device or download to watch anywhere, anytime. My Outdoor TV at myoutdoortv.com. Here's part one.
Hey, we're back. We're talking Untamed Odyssey on this week's show. Before the break, we had Kurt Wells on, editor of Bowhunter Magazine and Bowhunter TV on Outdoor Channel, Sundays at 7 o'clock. But our next guest, Ben, he's got you trapped.
He's a trapper! I think trapping is so cool. Alan Probst, he is the host of North American Trapper. That is Sportsman Channel, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Alan, you old trapper, how's it going, buddy?
Good. How are you, bud?
doing well. You know, the interesting part about trapping, I tried that when I was younger. I failed miserably. I don't know what I was doing wrong, but obviously there's a trick to it, isn't there?
A lot of times, I mean, there's some things that you learn over time, but, you know, getting started, I mean, anybody can really go out there and chase these critters and have success with just a couple minor techniques.
What's kind of amazing to me is, you know, whether you hunt with a bow, you know, a lot of people like Lee and Tiffany Lukowski, they can shoot out to 100 yards. A lot of rifle hunters, man, they could drop game at 600. Muzzle loaders today, 400 yards is nothing. But when you're trapping, Mr. Allen, it is so precise. They need to step in this one little area. They need to put their head in this one tiny little spot. There's no room for error when it comes to trapping.
That's one of the things. It's funny how you just said that, because that's one of the things that actually gives me, I call it the fever, You know, the trapping. I call it the fever. I've had the fever since I was like 7 years old when I caught my first musk. But you are, you know, these animals can move 360 degrees anywhere, and you're getting them to pretty much step in a one, you know, inch or two square inch area. And I love that that one-on-one with nature, and I'm a big historian, and I love I mean, to this day I'm still learning about the guys that actually explored the West, and trapping actually is a big thing that actually was part of that, because the beaver wars back in the 1820s and 30s, when beavers were, you know, basically the most sought after thing, as far as for, you know, hats and things of that nature, guys were exploring the West chasing beavers. So trapping is not only a part of history, but it's a part of like who I am.
Yeah. Well, now the thing is, you know, when you're out there and you're setting traps, and there's one thing to set traps on dry land. There's another thing, and you always have to worry about the weather and whether or not it's going to freeze or whatever. But then setting in water is a totally different animal, isn't it?
I actually probably like water trapping more than I like, I like land trapping, but water trapping, I love going after beaver and mink and wild muskrat, but we don't have a lot of muskrat here in Pennsylvania anymore. But mink is one of my favorite animals to trap. And, you know, one of the best sets for mink is just driving the roads and setting the bridge abundance. You set all, I mean, any bridge you stop at, you got four different sets, each side of the bridge and each side of the creek. So 1, 2, 3, 4, you could stop, put four sets in. And you're pretty much, if you're going to set those bridge abundance, you pretty much can catch any mink, muskrat, or raccoon that's working down, because they're going to hug that wall every time they cross under that bridge.
Yeah, once again, hanging out with Alan Probst. He is the host of North American Trapper. You have to watch it. It is such a fun show. Sportsman Channel, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I would say, you know, one of the predators, highly contentious when you're talking about wolves, man. And I think it's Montana, Idaho, and Wisconsin. They all have a wolf trapping season.
Yep.
Would you say that a wolf is probably the toughest animal to catch or not?
Well, actually, I went to Montana last year, and I was out there for 3 weeks in December chasing wolves. I actually had that thought process when I went out there.
Uh-huh.
And they're actually, if you're on location and you're where they're at, they're actually not that hard to catch because they're so aggressive and
really?
They're not afraid of anything.
Ooh.
You can actually lock them down and get them to pretty much step where you want because they are so aggressive. And the coyote or the fox or, you know, a wary animal, you know, that's been missed is a lot harder to catch actually than the wolves. If you're on target with wolves, you can actually catch them. And, you know, out there, I know that is one of those hot button topics with, you know, people across the country, oh, you can't trap the wolves or whatever. But all three of those areas are just extremely overpopulated with wolves now. They've really taken over with their population because the ungulates have never had really a true predator there in a long time, but they've been reintroduced. And it's a never-ending food source, quite honestly.
Yeah. When you're out there, we have called in coyotes out here in Kansas and so forth. But when you're trapping a wolf, do you go by trails? I mean, do they follow trails like, say, deer do? Or how do you get them to narrow down to the place that you want them to step?
That's a good question. And more often than not, you're not going to trap trails. They're not going to run the same trails. I mean, they're a free range animal. They're not going to probably step in the same place, like a deer, or, you know, elk would, you know, work in the same trails. They're going to run and range. And what I've learned from being out there with the people I was with, you know, their range is anywhere from 21 to 28 days before they come back by a spot.
Wow. Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. 21 to 28 days until they come back by a spot. So if you see them go through and they're on their, you know, range working their whole area, 500 square mile, you know, depending on, you know, what other packs are in the area, but you can narrow them down, though, to field edges and points of reference where this, you know, valley comes into this little, you know, slough that goes down through to the next valley. Mm-hmm. They're going to work down through there. Does that mean they're going to run the same trail? No, but they're going to work back through that slough. So you're going to need to have 4, 5, 6 sets work in that area. So when they do come by, you're going to get them in one of those, you know, sets that are there.
Now, I read somewhere, maybe it's not true, that wolves prefer beaver meat over primarily anything else. Is there any substance to that, or is it just kind of phooey?
You know, I don't think they're on the top list of where they're out there hunting that every day, but pretty much everything in nature loves beaver, and that's why a lot of the baits and lures and things that are on the market have beaver meat as a base or beaver castor in it as a scent because it is attractive to pretty much every animal that you're out there chasing.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, we're talking with Alan Probst, and of course, he's the host of North American Trapper on Sportsman Channel Thursday nights at 10 o'clock.
And this has been presented by My Outdoor TV. Stream on your favorite device or download to watch anywhere, anytime. My Outdoor TV at myoutdoortv.com. Make sure you watch right now, second season, North American Trapper again, Sportsman Channel Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Alan, to learn more about you, where can we find you online?
North America. NorthAmericanTrapper.com. We also have our YouTube channel, which is, you know, just search North American Trapper, and we're pretty much putting everything that we're doing on there, trying to educate and show people how to go out there and do the things that we're doing.
Yes. Right after this, we'll have Alan Probst. He is the king of the beavers.
He's the king of the beavers. He'll return right after this.
Make your life more outdoors.
How?
Well, you're doing it right now with Jim and Trav. Stay tuned. The Revolution with Jim and Trav. We'll be right back.